Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You
all right, babe?
You know what I'm saying?
From the beginning. I ain't tell a story in a minute. Moving in my feelings, I was tripping. I already told these bitches that they need to mind their business. Listen, I am easily offended. You could get under my skin when you bring it to my children or you fucking with my friends. I'ma find out where you live at if you fucking on my man. Let me edit out the parts when I hit it with the fan. Why they wanna resurrect the old me? I told that boy he should've never chose. I appreciate the times when I was lonely. I be under pressure, but a bitch ain't never folding. Shawty in my Mew Mew. Thotty, I ain't sorry, bitch, I'm poppin', I'm a new mood. Nobody can stop it, I'm a monster in a tutu. Any bitch I'm droppin', I'm a problem, this is voodoo. Who you?
I was very disappointed. Man, a few of them joints was like, Lester, Surf, that'd be lucky with them bad little movie fans. Second time tuning in this podcast. Let's go. Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it. To Verb and Geechee happen. I got Verb. What's going on, man? What's going on, Marcus? Listen, we about to, I know y'all, listen. There's the number. Let's talk about it, man. For real, let's talk about it. I mean, it was. Where do we start? I guess let's start from the beginning. Big. It was not that good. The stage was like this stage show. Light versus rock was battle of the night. Bottom line. Yeah. Bottom line.
What now?
We're YouTube now.
Oh, my God, babe.
Show part two.
You can't
do it. You're tired. They like, no, we can't put in no more work, babe. We're done. She's like, we're done. We have to, this is the recap. This is the no, after
there's
we done.
People there?
Yes, they're tuned in. Dude. Mm-hmm. Tell her to sit her ass down, y'all. So you sit your ass down and conversate. And you know what I'm saying? Rock and light put too much pressure on Surf. Verb, first and third. Yeah, I got Verb. Let's the number is there. There we go. 904 is on. Let's get straight to it, man. 904, what's up? Where are we calling from?
Yo, Duval County, man. What's good?
What's up with you, boy? Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I just came to get my winners, man, and just a little light on the situation. I had Jay the Nightwing 2-1 going in from Guinness. Fonz did his thing. That third round from Jay was crazy. That first was a little bit closer, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The fans and the judges, you know, saw that, you know, Fonz had a little bit more in the performance, which he did up his performance. So, you know, that's how that went. I had Mike P going in 2-1. I did not see Saga choking. I did not see it going down like that. That surprised the fuck out of me. And it was like, it was bad. It was a bad, bad choking. A lot of people were saying that Saga, you know what I'm saying, hey, Saga been on the tier, but, like, to get a gnome spot, man, that's still different. And he kind of proved everybody right, so I didn't expect that one.
Geechee Gotti Verb.
I had Verb winning that, man. Niggas got to give Verb their respect. Not, Not to say that Geechee didn't do his thing. Geechee always do his thing. He always bring that level of consistency. But, you know what I'm saying, you kind of are – at this point, you done seen Geechee battle so much, you already know what to expect from him, man. Verb was talking to that nigga soul, man.
Yeah, he was talking.
Niggas was really sleeping on Verb, man. I gave Verb the first. The first was kind of – it was kind of close. I gave Geechee the second.
Okay.
I thought Verb second was real fire, and I didn't think Geechee was going to be able to come back, but Geechee started snapping that second, and I gave Verb the third. So I had Verb edging that. If you got Geechee winning, then, you know, I ain't too big on that.
I got Verb winning.
Yeah, I'm not really.
You got Verb winning that? Okay.
I got Verb winning.
I agree with that.
Right.
What rounds you had Verb winning?
I got Verb winning. I had Verb winning debatable 30, but first and third for sure.
I got Verb winning clear.
I'm not mad at that. Verb second round was fire.
Yeah, I got him with
the angle and everything. I agree with that. Tay Rock and Daylight, you know, that's a gentleman's 30. They 100% Daylight, you cannot. Say that again?
On whose part?
I got Daylight, gentleman 30. I got him winning that.
Daylight 30? The first round,
yeah,
Tay-Rock won.
Hold on. Okay. If you got Tay-Rock, the first was close. I'm not saying he smoked them completely in the first. The first was probably the best round of the whole battle. So that was
okay.
And you know what? Even though I got Daylight winning, I have never seen. I don't think anybody has witnessed this Tay-Rock before. This was a different Tay Rock, period.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen. I liked the drive. You know what I'm saying? He came out with the jacket, and the red contact lenses. I was kind of thrown off. I didn't know what the fuck he was going with that, but I think lyrically, Tay Rock kind of transcended this battle, and you know what I'm saying? Not knowing what the fuck Daylight was gonna do, but Tay Rock showed the fuck out this battle. I can't lie.
Hey, let me ask you, how did you feel about Tay Rock's vampire context?
Yeah.
It threw me off. I went 100%. It would have been better if he would have rapped kind of like to add the outfit into what he was saying. He just kind of rapped, you know what I'm saying? He just kind of went lyrical and he just had that shit on. So, threw me. But I wasn't mad at the effort for him to trying to, you know what I'm saying, up the ante for the battle, not expecting what, you know what I'm saying, Daylight was going to do. So
yeah,
I applaud the effort, but I don't really see how the outfit correlated with what he was saying. But lyrically, he did his thing. But Daylight's second round was so fucking godly. That reverse Darwin scheme, bro, there was nothing anybody could have fucking done with that, bro.
That was a good day, man. That was a godlike round, but that was a fire battle.
Do y'all feel like that battle can be considered battle of the year over the Saga and B-Dot?
No.
I don't think so either. I still think the Saga and B-Dot was better than that.
It's still
as a whole.
Yeah, I agree.
And last but not least, Surf versus Lux was completely a letdown. Definitely what I was expecting. Surf did a whole lot of fucking talking, man. He did a whole lot of fucking talking, as he does. Right now, Surf don't even deserve John right now. Like, straight up. Surf got to battle JC right now. After that performance, like, the choke in the first, the choppy in the second, but I edged him the second, and then the third round I got, you know, first and third I got Lux, but like the battle as a whole was just disappointing, man. Like, I don't know that rapping 6 minutes, 5 minutes, like, it's cool that you can do it, bro, but like it don't translate on camera well, bro. It just don't captivate somebody watching it that long, bro. The battle rap, you know, attention span is short. You got to get it out quick and just be done with it. That long rapping, and then they cut you off. It just kind of take away from the round and the battle as a whole when you watching it. So, I mean, I don't know, man. That battle was disappointing. That Gnome as a whole, man, I probably get that shit like a like I'll edge it a six or something like that. It wasn't, and then we lost John Johnny.
Right.
We lost John Johnny and Ill Will, so it was kind of disappointing.
Well,
Ill Will versus John Johnny.
Well, bro, I appreciate you calling in, man. You know, please call in again, good brother. You hear me?
Oh yeah, I'm always here in the chat, man. I fuck with y'all heavy, man. 100.
I appreciate that. Which one is which? All right, that one.
1107.
Yeah.
I thought you just did not.
No. 1102. 1102, you won.
Homicide.
Who that, Sarah? Is this Sarah?
You already know. Hello, my darling brother. See mom in the fucking building, you heard?
I just knew.
What up,
I
bro?
Just knew your comment come up, and I'm like, this has to be her. How did you feel about Norman Penn? You know, let's go straight to
it. Well, I think they definitely, I mean, the mics were cutting in and out on some of the battles, but it was overall, I enjoyed myself watching it.
Right.
But I think Daylight versus Rock was the best battle overall, period, of the night. It brought the energy out. It made people want to see more.
Something down in the background?
Or let me see.
Oh, maybe it's not an echo. Maybe it's just background noise. Sorry.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Nah, I'm good. I got it.
Go ahead and talk with all that background.
Go ahead, sis.
Go ahead, sis.
We got Sarah Connor
on the line.
We got Sarah Connor.
Godmother is bad rap.
Yes, go off. Let's hear what you got to say.
First of all, shout out to URL. Dope event. It's a good thing. COVID wasn't in the building, I see. They was a little too close to each other, but it is what it is.
Okay.
I thought that there was some lackluster battles.
If y'all would like
times where I was bored.
Go to this people can't give, you know, a little part out. Right.
Yeah, we had some lackluster battles there. But like I said, I feel like K-Rock is being like.
Let's get the Lux and Surf, Sarah. How you feel about Lux and Surf?
All right, let me put this disclaimer out right quick. Before I say what I say, I've never filtered, and I've never fronted for nobody.
Yes.
If I say it on air, I'll say it to your face with all due respect and love.
All right.
Without a crowd, the bars do not hit the same, and it makes you wonder, were we getting gassed this whole time, or were they really spitting that fire? So I feel like the third round, I'm going to go backwards, right?
Right.
I feel like turned up in that third round, and that was the round that I really felt like Surf was more confident in.
Right.
But still, there was a feeling of unpreparedness on him. He stopped that first round short, which it was like, fuck. But out of all the battles, I have to say that battle was not it.
Do you think that
battle was
not it? Do you think that was the trashiest battle of the night?
I don't think it was the trashiest battle. I mean, wait,
what battle do you think was the trashiest battle of the night then?
So this is how I feel. I feel like overall, all right, so out of all the battles, because I did enjoy Mike P and Saga, but mainly because Mike P got an opportunity to, you know,
battle.
That might have been the trashest battle to me.
That battle was super
That was so
ass.
Hard to watch. It was so hard to
I
watch.
Was like,
I was
like,
it was fucking terrible.
All, no more Popo in the building. We don't want no cops in no building. Keep the cops the fuck out of the building.
Let's get into it. First of all,
here,
we was dying laughing because, yo, the number one, we like Saga over here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Saga.
I fuck with Saga.
Salute to you for even making it to know.
But that wasn't it.
You know what I'm saying? You've been in your back.
I
had Saga winning. But what I had to witness today, that was that pressure. Was that the Earl? that they speak of? Was that Earl?
Earl was definitely in the building tonight.
Oh, my God. It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking.
You know, I was hoping Earl would get COVID, but clearly that didn't happen to Earl.
Oh, my God. Somebody needs some healing tonight.
Somebody needs some healing tonight.
Yeah, we might have to lay hands on some of them.
Because this nigga say, yo, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm like, I can. My nigga, I'm watching. What are you talking about?
The worst part was when the cop came and then he started attacking Mike P for police brutality. You know, I sat up there like, is he blaming Mike P for police brutality? Because now we don't know what you're talking about. You're coming from left field and we didn't hear your first two rounds, bro.
Bro, why? Hold up. You should have
killed
him that third round, my man. Like, that third round.
Saying you're so right. He should have spent his first for his third. Because when the cop came out,
he needs to blame Mike P for his brutality, not the police brutality.
He literally, this is what you call using the black card. He literally used like a car, like a race car. It was so weird to me. And you know, I'm here for the causes.
Right.
Causes.
Right.
That to me was out of fucking line. And matter of fact, I don't even care what round one and two is about. What does Mike P have to do with police brutality?
But see, to me, it wasn't even about that, because I think it would have hit harder if he would have got his first two rounds out. That was the only clear round that we got to see from the nigga.
He was like, what's your name? And he was like,
he said, you boy. I'm like, what the?
Hey, come here, boy.
What are we doing here? This is no. Bro, you take your gnome chances and do some shit like that, my guy? Bro, that wasn't it.
How dare you? How?
When gimme backfire.
How dare you? Then when it goes, you had the nerve to lock him up after you choked again. Listen, he choked. And then at the end of the screen,
they got arrested for that damn choke.
Bro, they said that he had the nerve to finish his routine.
I said, did he finish the routine of being arrested? Who the fuck is this guy, number one? Who did you hire, number one? Who the fuck is this guy that's just dressing up in a motherfucking cop that has the nerve to be on Gnome 10? With 100,000 people watching, you have a fucking nerve.
Yeah.
You have all this shit that's going on right now. You have a nerve to pay this white man, this white man. I want to know if you paid this white man. And if you didn't pay this white man, was he okay with doing that shit in front of 100,000 people?
What was the conversation?
Can you be a part of it? Right, because that nigga was convincing like a motherfucker. Is this nigga really a cop? Did you bring a motherfucking cop in this building? Did he get tested for COVID? Did we waste a test on this motherfucker? I just want to know. Did we waste a test on this nigga? He can do that. Was that your plus one? I hope that's. Was that your fucking
this motherfucker? This motherfucker, Officer Clunky, up in that motherfucker. Like, what the fuck?
I was dying.
Yo, somebody just said, realize I sound like Chris Rock. No, I don't.
They said no.
It'd be the Caucasian people that say that. I bet you Caucasian. I bet you.
But that was really bad. And then
when you say that, I appreciate it. All black people is not the same.
Yo, they say he feels disrespected.
Like, But it was just, I just was like, this was like kind of bad, man. I'm just
it
like,
was also weird.
Yeah. It just
weird.
Didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. It didn't look right. It didn't feel like it belonged.
Right.
It didn't feel like it belonged.
I was thinking when he rehearsed that shit. Like, yo, dude, like, I want you to say boy to me in front of 100,000 people. Say boy to me. Like, no.
How
you boy.
At the church there, yo?
What did he say at the end when he
was I'm like, you got a nerve to put my hands behind my fucking back?
No, he got arrested.
As a routine.
As he was arrested as he should have been for all that horrendous.
Right.
That was a horrendous choke show, right? That was a choke show. Where?
So now
I
want to
know where was Jesus Christ. Where
yo,
was Jesus?
I know
gonna
Jesus.
Be found out. When you go home, you're going to say 10 Hail Marys, 12 Our Fathers, and you're going to miss your damn sin, and then you're going to have to come back and say some curses and you've gotten immaculate.
Battle, sis.
Yo, 18 months. He's been fucking shit up. So I don't know if he came in there too cocky, because all I remember his interview.
Oh my God.
God got me. And apparently that nigga ain't hanging.
Didn't you say something to him about be humble the last time we seen him? We seen him in North Carolina.
I didn't tell him that.
You didn't tell him to stay humble, remain humble. You said say something.
No, I said, I like the way that you're figuring out what you're doing. I don't think I told him to be humble, but. You know what I mean? All I know is that finding a way to make yourself look like a dickhead was a person. That was like that. Like, that was that moment.
The cop part. He's the cop part. The professor part.
He said, hey. He said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry. His name is such a, such a, such a. He said, you, boy. He said, who are you talking to? He said, you, boy. I said,
you, boy. Like, first of all,
he said, you. I said, what?
First of all, we didn't need all of that. I felt like the crowd was a little traumatized by that because it's just a little too early in this climate to be doing this shit.
That's
just hurting us right now.
That whole act was
trash. We don't
want to see no more like, Mike P don't even give us like racist vibes or nothing. Like, he don't give us like
right.
that.
He just give us his name,
that angle for him. Like,
yeah,
we know, like, he all right. You mean? Like, you could call him
first
a.
Of all,
like, to have
I'm
going to
keep it all the way. Y'all better leave Mike P and his man bun alone. That man bun got some type of power. Okay, every time you put the man bun up, he winning something. Every time the man bun is up for Mike P, he winning. It's a man bun. He give him power to him.
Yo, that nigga wore a cop. I wonder, was that nigga a real cop? I just don't like the way how the cop acted. He was serious.
He acted like a cop.
Right. It was like, damn, I always wanted to play this part. He just was like, I always wanted to play. It was like, bro, you picked the right nigga. How do you pick the right nigga for that part?
That nigga was ready. Chaka wasn't.
Well,
if
you must
ask. And Saga got his.
You will
behind.
Find the whitest person in the universe.
Saga. You know what? Let's give Saga his credit. Let's give him his flowers now, because what he did do, when they say the show must go on.
The show must go on. Nah, he gonna be all right.
Motherfucking end.
That
no
nigga,
matter how crass it was.
Yo, that nigga got smoky rhino. You hear me? Like, that's what we.
Nah, he said, you know.
And on the side, like, yeah, he was really crazy.
You win some, you know some.
I thought, if he would have shot this nigga on stage,
he might as well cut him up with some bullets.
Yo, that would have been
right
world star.
Y'all
are crazy.
ESPN. I mean, everybody would have been talking about this
shit
on Monday.
It would have been great. It would have been fucking
great. He should have just
great.
Shot the nigga. Shoot
yes.
him. Shoot him. He would have been down on the ground like, yo, y'all see how it is to be a black man? The original decision was hitting him in his ass. That's what I'm like. Bro, this nigga is fucking you up
Listen.
Right now. You just went to that. Like,
bro, we was really going off on that battle.
Yo,
we really went off on that battle.
Then that nigga, yo, this nigga Mike P called him all types of fake Christians and all
yo,
that.
Yo, Mike P was dragging him, okay? He, like, barked on him.
Yeah.
Round one,
he definitely
said. Then he just turned up for round. And then
anybody else?
Mike P also tweeted he did not.
Oh, we got somebody. Hold on, Sarah. You can stay on the line, though. We got 2411. On 2411, you're on. Who this?
What up, though? This is Tony O.
You.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's going on? All
right. First, I want to say this got a whole new acronym. This was the night of mediocre effort all the way.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Marco.
Like, I didn't even pay for this.
John DeMarco.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm sorry that L and JJ, they did couldn't go because they might have saved it. You know what I mean? I was really wanting to see that joint. But that Saga and Mike P, trash. Like, I don't even know what that was about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to get on that. Who else? Nightwing, trash. Like, I expected so much more out of him. You know what I'm saying? All the build up and all that nonsense he was talking, he ain't show up. Like Unk said, that was not $25,000 worth battle right there.
Right.
I agree with Unk.
Damn, I forgot about that battle.
But that light and rock, though.
About that battle.
With that light and rock, though. Hey,
that
I
was,
fucks with
that,
rock, with that Vampire in Brooklyn looking rock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I need that rock from now on. Less gun bars, more schemes, more punches. That rock was dope.
More
you know
character.
Saying?
Yeah,
that was
more character, period.
Character.
Yeah, and I feel like he was talking straight to that man. He had name flips for days. He had hella shit in that battle.
So entertaining.
Right.
Man, it was fire all the way. All the way. But yeah, I'm not happy about this event.
Before you get off, let me ask you, what was the most trash battle?
Man. I'm gonna have to say that Saga shit, man.
It had to be, right?
That's Saga
that
shit,
works.
Man.
So
like,
what came in a close second for you? What came in as
like,
close
I'm,
second as trash battle for you?
Keep it all the way real, Surfing Luck.
I would have to agree with that too.
I didn't like that shit at all. First of all, like Lux, like I remember one thing this nigga said, yo. You know what I'm saying? I don't like Lux style at all, man. Like I ain't feeling that. And then why Surf come in and try to talk to that man like that? Like that don't what we want to see out of you. We don't want to see
right.
you breaking down another nigga, you know what I'm saying? I wanna see the punches. Right. I wanna see that Geechee Gotti Surf. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Like what kind of strategy was that? Like who told him to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't even look comfortable while he was doing it. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't look comfortable
like
at
that,
all.
Yeah,
I
like
think,
that ain't the surf I was wanting to see, man. Like this whole event was a disappointment to me. For real.
Right.
Like I ain't even pay for it and I want my money back. Like they need to pay my internet for a month or something.
Was it me?
You know what I'm saying?
Or was the gum chewing from Surf weird?
What'd you say?
The gum chewing.
Yeah, the whole thing, just like he brought them props out and didn't even use them. Like, he just walked out carrying a hoodie. Like, I didn't get that at all. I thought he was going to talk some shit about it.
It was a gray hoodie, wasn't it? I think he was dragging the gray hoodie on the floor.
Yeah, but he didn't say one word about it.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't even.
Oh, maybe he wanted to, or he just didn't remember.
Like, I wasn't feeling that shit at all. Like, everybody looked nervous. Like,
to deliver
like,
that.
How the nigga who's first coming back after 3-4 years look the most comfortable? You know what I mean? Like, the nigga who ain't even been outside in years look the most comfortable. Like, how do that happen?
Right.
And I'm just sorry because it was hella niggas who could have been on this card that would have made this card fire. You know what I'm saying?
What was the box of the cereal for?
Right. Was it simply for the Jay-Z bar?
Yeah.
Was that
like really? And that bar wasn't even fire like that.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know where this surf came from, man. I wasn't feeling this surf. It was like surf switched to somebody else for the bad, for the worst, and rock switched to somebody for the better. You know what I mean? It was weird, man.
It was
weird,
definitely a
Tay Rock did excellent.
Flat out. Like,
and you know what else? I don't think anybody else but Jay Light would have been able to beat that Tay Rock.
Yeah, I agree with that. Anybody else, Rock would have cooked them.
Only one that was worth it.
Right.
So how do you feel about the Aver versus Geechee?
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot about that. Like niggas don't give Verb his just due, man.
Yeah, they didn't
like,
want to give
Verb be cooking.
See, I ain't gonna say all that.
Now he definitely did better than battle.
Tonight he won.
Like,
clearly.
I like his verb better than the book verb.
Right. Agreed. Cause that book verb was shitty, dog. He said, what for this cum SWAT? What he said?
What
he saying? That nigga was saying anything, dog. That's what he was saying, dog. He was saying anything. What? I was doing the fuck.
Mike P said that he is not happy that he won that way. That is not what he wanted. That's not how he wanted to.
Well, if you don't want to take your win with a win.
I feel him, bro. That was just weird, man.
But it's like you didn't even like to really show like you belonged here because this nigga was doing a bunch of
right.
Oh my goodness! Like God took you always to the river, and instead of letting you split the river, he just opened it a little bit.
Saga couldn't get anything out. He couldn't get the lines out like
everything
was so bad and hard to watch.
Then he kept apologizing and shit. Like I went from calling him whack to started feeling bad when he started apologizing and shit. Like,
right.
Damn.
I can't believe this shit happened. I'm like, listen, bro.
Yes, there was a decent battle with Geechee and A-Verb.
Decent, but you could tell it was put together fast.
But I like what A-Verb did. A-Verb did with his second and his third. I thought those were great rounds from A-Verb.
Okay, let's go Jay the Nightwing versus Fonz. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
I feel that could have been better. I feel like Jay could have came better than that. You know what I'm saying? But again, that was a quick prep too, though, wasn't it?
Right.
That battle was okay. I mean, I feel like it was a decent way to start the event. You know what I'm saying? If the event would have went up from there, then we'd be talking about it in a different light. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
you think that the person who won the 25, you think did he win?
Yeah. I think Fonz won that all the way. I think his each round just as good as the last, if not better. You know what I mean? I don't feel the same way about Jay.
Second, I think Fonz won the first and second, and Jay took the third.
See, I feel Jay took the first because that was Fonz's lightest round. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Jay got worse as farther it went, and Fonz didn't. That's why. Yeah, I mean, he deserved to win it though.
Jay the Nightwing switching into everybody.
That was the third, I think.
He took that round clearly, bro.
Oh, okay. You're right. It was. I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah, he took that. So if you got Jay with the round one, that means you really got Jay winning that show.
Nah, I don't got him winning that, though.
Nah,
because Fonz's third was fire, too. Like, I don't think that gets him around, though.
I like that plastic apron. I swear to God, I'm not being biased. That apron was crunchy. It was making noises. It was plastic. It was annoying. I know it means nothing to y'all, but
it made sense, though, because he got to cooking. That's when he came out with the wing flip.
No,
I liked it. I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't know where he was going with it at first. I didn't know. But when he started cooking it, I said, okay.
It was another awkward moment when he was taking the show off.
Right. You mean, but he ended it very well.
He did.
And he did what he was supposed to be. I was cool with that. So that's why I said I gave Fonz the first and second and the third. Because I think both actually first was trash.
I don't even know.
I see how you're doing that. Yeah, now that I really think about it,
right?
Yeah, I can see it being that way for sure. Yeah, but I was highly unimpressed with Jay. Like, I expected so much more from him, man.
Yeah, really. But
he was kind of boring the first round and shit. Like you write about the build up. I would have
commanded that room.
It would have been so much more exciting if you was
just
there
been,
battling.
It would have been different. The face off would have
been like worth the money.
The face off, it would have been different because I would have been the talk of the whole fucking face off. You dig what I'm saying?
I might be a little biased anyway, cause I don't like the bully shit. Like, to me, that's corny, man.
It's a tactic.
Like,
they
use. Like the extra bumping and the, all that goofy shit. Like, to me, that's.
Yeah, they
try
to do that to shake you.
Right.
Yeah. To me, that means you ain't got no performance. You know, you mean command the stage for real for
right.
you to have to
right.
do goofy shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sort of way.
So, yeah, when I be seeing the bully shit, I automatically be turned off.
What do you guys think about Ichi using the verb mom angle for so long?
I mean, I'm cool with it as long as it's done differently than anybody else has. You know what I mean? Because Daylight did use some of the trans joints with Rock. But he used shit nobody ever said before, like Transylvania and transmissions and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can do it as long as you do it like nobody else has done it. And I think it was all right when Geach was doing it. I think what helped him is he didn't stay on it too long.
You probably between Day and Verve.
I'm over it. What about you, Sarah?
Which one? When he was hitting him with the... What, the gay bars?
About the mom and all that, yeah.
Well, for me, it's kind of like we already know that there's a difference between being flamboyant and being gay. And I feel like they're always going to come at Verb with that, you know what I'm saying? But it's like if you do it differently and if it impacts more, it's a little, you just got to take a different approach to it when it comes to Verb. And I feel like everyone's kind of taking a repetitive approach.
Yeah.
With the way he went, I get where he was going, but I was like, he could have hit him with a quick haymaker and moved on and still would have been effective.
Right.
But
I feel like
it was effective in that battle.
Verb. I don't feel like nobody has said it where it's like...
But that's how it's going to always be, though.
No one has said anything that makes me say, ooh, in a long time.
But they're going to... I agree with that.
Although he do be bitching a lot. So that part where he was like, oh, you always get mad when nobody says something about you or whatever that. Like, that part I was laughing because that be true. Bert do be clear.
This nigga called himself the island god.
Oh,
who called him that before? Like, did this nigga...
Like, what do that mean?
Yeah, which, did he just wake up?
What
one
island?
Like,
which
I'm
one?
Like, would you take the vacation every person?
St. Louis.
I'm on my own island, dog. So I'm guessing, he's on his own island. And he's a god, so he calls himself the island god. And all
yeah,
of that.
I didn't get that from the jump.
Yeah,
I get some dreads and don't know how to act.
I actually thought the verb that was eating like beef was fire. Actually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody be saying that. Everybody be telling that they get a rib.
Got healthy and kind of got light. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, this was a good verb, so I'm not, maybe he.
This was a great
maybe
verb.
Maybe he had some, like, maybe he had a cheese stick or something. And all of that, but
yeah,
he did.
I like this.
He had more purpose, I think, when it came to talking to Geechee. Being that Geechee,
well, he might have
I like when he took the whole head approach, like, you know what I'm saying, talking about how you be calling out all the old heads and all that. Now when he went into
right.
that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it though.
Yeah, good. Can I say something though?
Right.
We gotta give Verb some props, right? Because we got people on the phone. We gotta go, Sarah. We gotta go, sis.
Hey, I'm gonna get up out of here too, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all. All
right. Hey, yo, I just hung up on one of y'all. Call back. That's on me, man. My fault. Hold on. We got 2636. I just hung up on Sarah, so she might be unboxing me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got 2636. Yo,
what's good, Easy, man? What's up, man? Listen, man, I know you tight, man. That 25 was yours for the taking, man.
That was
all
mine,
yours. You could have beat either one of them tonight, man. Either one. And look, Fonz was the right one. He won. But I look at the totality of the tournament. Neither one of them bring their best tonight. And he had the tougher road. Yeah, you know what I mean? And so, if you got through him, I think you easily took that road talk. I think we missed the John Ill Will battle. I think that would have took it over the top. The card, it was good. It wasn't great. Yeah, you know I mean? And so, and I think that Light and Tay Rock, that battle just couldn't be topped. And I knew it when it was finished. I said, I got a bad feeling about this Lux Surf, John. I said, I got a bad feeling. And sure enough, it didn't live up to it. So, you know, it's one of the things where they, like Surf said it. He said, I've never been in that room before, which is crazy. You got to scope out the room. You got to get the echo. You got to get the sound down. Come on, man. Like, for what they trying to put you on some pedestal, you got to make sure all that stuff is in order. So you can't be jerking.
Either though, but I did better than that, nigga. Talk.
I know. That's why that excuse won't fly. That excuse won't fly. Your boy before said it. Daylight was the greenest one. He was so comfortable in there. He was so comfortable in there. So, Surf already had the excuses built in, and, like, I don't like the fact he had so much time to prepare for Lux. Like, and that's what you come with? Nah, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You're not better than JC, John, or Don. And what he's going to do is he's going to go on his live and give his excuses. It's like basketball. Losing is same as winning, all that other BS. Nah, and I blame a lot of his fans, and I don't go hard on him, but it's one of the things where expectations is high. You got to be better than that. You got to be way better than that. You know what I mean? And, like, overall, it's the fact that, like, Daylight, he set that tone, man. It was just something crazy. And so, Rock did the best he could. Like, somebody said in the chat, that's the best 30 somebody got by I've ever seen before. Rock just couldn't compete with that. You know what I mean? So, the Geechee, A-Verb joint was straight. It was all right. Debatable either way. It's a preference battle. I mean, A-Verb, short notice, it wasn't bad. But I think, personally, I think that Ill Will, John, the Don joint, in my opinion, that would have been fire. And I think the card was missing that because Jada Nightwing and Fonz undersold us a little bit. And the saga Mike P. Joe. Shout out to Mike P. He did all right. I'm a Mike P. hater. I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm not a big fan of his, but he showed his thing.
Right.
He did all right today. But
he did
I think
good.
Saga was trying to rush it.
Did he do that well, or was it Saga just that shitty?
I know what you're saying. I think he did good because his first round was fire. He started first. His first round was crazy. Yeah, I mean, I thought Mike P first round was all right. It looked worse because Saga did so bad. Yeah, I mean, but I can't blame that on Mike P. He didn't choke. He came with three rounds. I don't think he's nowhere near top 10. I'll be honest, I didn't get that Babylon on his car. But it ain't his fault. Yeah, I mean, but the battle's going to be trash because Saga looked terrible. But Mike P's first was crazy, and the second and third was solid.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't blame that, but I think Saga got OD nervous, and he rushed the third.
How you feel about Saga with the cop angle at the end?
You know something? Somebody said something. He probably should have had the first round, and I didn't think that was a bad idea. That wouldn't have been a bad idea, but he was already down 0-2. It didn't even matter. And then I don't know how the hell the cop stayed on the damn stage, I guess, to arrest him, but it looked creepy as hell. I was already sour on Saga, just already choking back. It just ain't hit. It was, the material and the angle was perfect. Yeah, you know I mean, it might be clapping up, but it just ain't look right because he already just trashed the first round. And then he stumbled a little bit in the third. He got it back. But the cop in that setting just walking around, it just looked extra a little bit. Yeah, you know I mean, so I know what he was going for, but I think it was slightly a little bit too much. As a matter of fact, I was waiting for the cop to spit a bar, but he didn't. He just kept calling him boy all day. I don't like that. I ain't like doing that.
Oh, I thought he was about to shoot.
Yeah, man, but I'm going to burn you up, though. But you're easy, man. Real talk, man. You should have won the joint, man. I was rooting for you hard, Philly, all day. It's crazy. And definitely, just given the performance I saw after Fonz battled you against Ace and Jay, you would have beat any one of them. That's why I was like shaking my head. Yeah, you know I mean, so it's one thing. I mean, you straight though. I mean, you good. Ain't no loss. I mean, you like you all right. But that 25, I seen. I just kept shaking my head. Like, damn, you would have ate tonight. I mean, it would have been good to see you in the final. But yeah, right. I mean, he'll bounce back. Got bigger battles coming soon. So, but yeah, y'all have a good night though. Take it easy, man.
You already know, bro. I appreciate it. We got 111 private number. Why you keep calling me from this private phone number, dog?
Yo.
111111 private phone number. You on? I don't even pick up private phone.
You talking to me?
It's a 111111. Use a private phone number. Who this?
I don't know. You talking to me?
Whoever is a 111, I'm talking to you. Yes, you. Hello. That was weird. I thought that was somebody else last night called me from that 111 number. So I'm guessing it's like a private zone, like people call. I know. Your Sarah said they playing. Okay, hang up. It's just like they playing. Yo, so Jay versus Fonz, right? Anybody else want to call up? Call 914-215-5667. Jay versus Fonz was, I guess, what we figured it would be for at the end of the road in two weeks. I'm just saying, I would have did better, though. I thought Jay was going to be better than him. And, like, Fonz was good. I liked it Jay third a lot. I wish he would have, like, had more of that ever gone. And then Fonz second, I think that's his whole thing. He's trying to have, like, those second rounds be, like, legendary or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's known for second round. So I think, like, you know, you have to watch out because throughout the whole tournament, his second round has always been fire. Right? So, Dennis, who do you give the first round to? They gave the 25 to Fonz. Congratulations to you, boy. My Cash App is Gutter City 44 GUTTACITY 44. Send me about 5 stacks of that because you know they jerk me, my nigga. You got to pay your tithes and all of that. You know, if y'all want to donate, y'all can to Gutter City 44 Cash App. Or y'all can hit me on the super chat. Make sure y'all follow me though. Easy to block at me. And then follow her at the Hurricane doing the show. And then we had what? After that, Mike P versus. Crazy. crazy, man. I did not expect that. I did not expect that. That was... I don't know if Mike P gets the credit for that. See, that's the only thing, though. Do Mike P get the credit for that? Way better. So many other cats who could have been on this card. Bargar, Sean Briz, Top, so many names. This was the El Phenomic. This was probably one of the worst norms. Trash. But, you know, T-Rock and Daylight, thank you. Thank you for your services. Thank you for your services. Fire, we enjoyed it. The Don for y'all. We should have popped the Don for y'all. That's what we should have did. We didn't know it was going to turn out like that. Fire. I don't care who y'all got winning. That was a fire battle. Lux versus Surf is like, man, I mean, Lux won, but who gives a fuck? I mean, the battle ain't turn out to how it be. Like, who gives a fuck? Two one six three on the line. Yo.
Yo, what's up with you, man?
What's going on with you,
Wall? Hey, shit, I was in the party. I was in the chat with you, man. Fucking it up in the chat with you, man. That was
right.
Me, man. You know what I'm saying? With my dumb dude, DeMarco in there, man.
Okay, you already
hey,
know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a couple motherfucking disappointments, man. It was disappointments tonight, man. You hear me? It was a lot of disappointments, man.
Oh, man.
My guy get on these. My guy cracked the whip a little bit. So my guy get all these dudes about these battles, man. They got to come a little harder, man.
On a scale through 1 through 10, if you had to rate this event, scale 1 through 10, you'll rate it what?
I'm gonna go seven. I want to give it a hard 8. I'm gonna go 7, man, because we had some dynamite names here. We got Daylight back. You know what I mean? We had Daylight. That was a high battle, man. That was a good one right there, man. So that right there alone holding the whole show up, man.
Right.
That one right there, man, holding the whole show up. Other than that, it was kind of a dud, man. You know what I mean? But you know, it's all good. Motherfuckers came. They put their craft, to the, you know what I'm saying, to the test again. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't really like that no crowd shit though. I don't like the no crowd shit. You know what I mean? One thing I don't think anybody would pay attention to. But yeah, I don't like that no crowd. How you feel about the no crowd?
I mean, me personally, I don't care. But for that event, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't like it. But you got to understand, T-Rock and Daylight figured a way to capitalize off no crowd. I just think that the rest of everybody else had to.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, I think Daylight definitely
the type of friend that Lux got. And he still made us, like, interested, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a couple people wrote for crowd and shit. You could tell a little bit. Rock for the crowd a little bit too. Said a couple bars that was directed for the crowd.
Wow. Yeah. All right,
man, I'm gonna keep listening there, man.
All right, yeah, it's about to be. I appreciate you, bro. All
right, bro.
Yeah, man, we about to, you know, we about to log off. You see her ass. Her ass went upstairs. I'm just down here by myself. I've been putting in work and all that. But I guess we'll probably do the Daylight and T-Rock, the bar for bar for that. And I would give it, what you want to give them on a scale through 1 to 10?
I give it a 7.
Give it a 7. You tired, stink? Huh? You tired, stink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We out. Hey, yo, what's going on with the food? Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
What you mean, every man?
Talking about what's going on with the food? The food is done.
Is the food done, though, guys? Like,
yeah.
What?